Heavenly Father, we glorify your name this morning. Thank you. As always, we are in the house of the Lord. And we know, Lord, that every time we gather together, you have a word in season for us. And today, Lord, we pray that the light that is in your word will shine in our hearts and bring us closer, Lord, to the knowledge of the Lord in our lives and give us victory on every side. We give you all the praise and give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Let me know that you are awake. Clap like people who are awake. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, this morning, rise above obstacles. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, I have been seeking the Lord several days. And, you know, I want to share this message, you know, with you, you know, because the Lord called for it, you know, and, you know, God wants us, you know, look, let me just say this to you right away as I ease into this message. God wants you to be victorious, amen? Amen. Praise God. You know, but most of the time, we're held back by so many things, which is what I'm going to be talking about today, the obstacles that hold us back, you know, and how we can rise above all of these obstacles. Amen? So today it's rise above obstacles. And I, you know, as you know, I love to read the story of David and read from his writings and his experiences and so forth. So I'm going to start here in Psalms 118. And I'm going to read the testimony of David. And how, you know, I'm going to be also reading some other scriptures from David's writings and how he, you know, was able to rise above obstacles, you know, and then we're going to reveal this message by the power of the Lord today. Now, Psalm 118, and I'm going to start at verse 5. I called upon the Lord in my distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. If you believe that, you can say amen. Amen. What can man do unto me? You know, this is somebody who knows the Lord. You know, so he doesn't care what anybody is going to do unto him. He knows the Lord is on his side. Listen to this. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is also better to trust in the Lord, you know, than to put confidence in princes. Now, verse 10. This is the man that will not, you know, back down from obstacles or challenges or whatever. Listen to his testimony. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, he had his battles, you know. Well, your battles are not with nations. You know, none of you sitting in here, you know, are battling nations per se in the natural. But you have your own battles and all the things that are rising up against you. All the things that compass you. Listen to this, verse 11. They compass me about. Yea, they compass me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You know, in other places, they compass me around, you know, like bees. I think that's in the next verse. They compass me about like bees. You know, they are quenched as the fire of thorns. Or in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Now, he keeps saying that. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You know, nothing is going to hold this man back. You know, he doesn't care, you know, what things rise up against him and so forth. You know, he said, look, he even said in verse 13, thou hast thrust sore at me. You know, that I might fall, but the Lord help me. You know, so his enemies and all these things, you know, and life, I tell you people, you know, if you think that, I'm sure everybody knows that, but you know, anybody thinks that life's just going to be, you know, a walk in the garden, a walk in the park, and you're not going to have any challenges, well, you don't, you know, maybe you're not yet born. You know, because I don't know of anybody that wouldn't have their fair share of troubles and trials and things, setbacks and so on and so forth. Adversities. It's going to be all kinds of things. You know, challenges, adversities, distress and so forth. You know, you know, what are these, some of these obstacles? What is an adversity? You know, I mean, you know, things, sometimes even things that bring distress, calamities, tragedy, you know, sorrow, sickness, disappointment, failure, all kinds of things, you know, and even, you know, discouragement, you know, discouragement. You know, sometimes when you have the mind to do something, you know, discouragement can come in so many different ways. And all of these things are obstacles that we have to deal with in our lives from time to time. You know, but, you know, if you know the Lord, the Bible says the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. If you know the Lord your God, like this man David, you know, he wouldn't back down. In fact, he said, look, I know that the Lord, you know, is with me. And then what can man do unto me? Listen to how he said it also in Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up against me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Amen, somebody? You know, and that's been my testimony all my life. Praise the name of Jesus. Yeah, there has never been anybody, but I don't even worry about it. You know, there has never been anybody that has fashioned any weapon or any kind of peeping or muttering spirit and so forth, you know, that has been able, you know, to succeed against me. Amen? Because I am covered by the blood of Jesus. And nobody can harm me. Are you covered by the blood of Jesus? Praise the name of Jesus. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Now, this is the man that is confident. He said, though war should rise up against me, even in this will I be confident. War, hosts, problems, challenges, you know, it doesn't bother him at all. You know, it doesn't bother him at all. I mean, he can scale through all of that, and he does it because he knows that the Lord is God is with him. Can you say amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let me read some things to you also from, you know, some of his other testimonies, and then there's something that I want to share. Let's look at some of the things that, you know, that the psalmist said, and then some other people in the Bible, and then let's see what, what the Lord wants us to do, and how we can overcome some of these challenges. Praise God. Psalms 18 and verse 29. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Run through a troop, leap over a wall, no obstacles. It didn't matter what was going to hold him back. He was going to go through, no matter what, over the walls, through the troops, nothing was going to hold him back. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 27, I read the first three verses. I'm going to read, you know, a few more of those verses and see how this man's confidence in the Lord. And there's a secret behind that too, you know, how he gets, you know, his victories. And, you know, he said, look, because the Lord is the light of my life, I will not be afraid of anybody. But he also said, one thing have I desired. This is Psalm 27 and verse 8. One thing have I desired of thee, of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Because in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. How many of you can say amen? That's a secret. This man spends time in the presence of the Lord. You know, that's what the house of the Lord means, the presence of the Lord. Because see, you know, maybe in the olden days, God asked them to, you know, I mean, they wanted to build a house for God and all of that, and that's fine. But God does not dwell in buildings made with hands. How many of you can say amen? There is no building. The heavens of heavens cannot contain him. There is no building where God is going to dwell. He wants to dwell in the building that he himself made, which is man. Hallelujah. God made man in his own image, and that's where he wants to dwell. But in their days, you know, that was the, you know, shadow of things that he gave them, you know, a building and so forth, a building where he put his name there, where they went to worship the Lord and all of that. But Jesus came and he said, look, the time is coming and now is, that neither in Jerusalem nor yet in this mountain Amen? Shall people worship the Lord? But the true worshippers of the Lord shall worship God in spirit and in truth. You know, so every time we read the house of the Lord today, for us it means in the presence of the Lord. It means for us to abide in his presence. You know, so this is one thing that this man wanted. He wanted, you know, all the days of his life to be in the presence of the Lord. And he said, in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. Hallelujah. And now shall my head, see, be lifted above my enemies round about me. You know, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, all of the things that he went through, he knew that God was with him because he had spent time, and he knew that he could get a victory. And in fact, he did get the victory. You know, most of the time. I mean, there was nothing, he wouldn't back down from anything. He didn't back down from the lion. He didn't back down from the bear. And he certainly didn't back down from Goliath. How many of you can say amen? That's right. And he rose to the challenge every single time. In fact, when everybody else was cowering before Goliath, David said, and you should listen to that message on the website, it's called Slaying of a Giant. You know, when everybody else was cowering, David said, look, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that is defying the armies of the living God? You know, and he knew, he said, look, this man is nothing. You know, God delivered the bear and the lion to my hand. Today, I'm going to finish this man. I'm going to finish him off. Praise God. You know, this was a tremendous challenge to all of the armies of Israel and everybody else so forth. But David, he approached it in the spiritual. Everybody else said, this man's come against Israel. David said, no, this man has come to blaspheme the armies of the living God. Hallelujah. You know, so David, he took it, you know, a step further. And he took it into the spiritual and he said, look, you know, I'm going to fight this battle. I'm going to win this thing, you know, because I'm fighting for the name of the Lord and the Lord is with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And David said, you know, by my God, I have run through a troop. By my God, I have leaped over a wall. Now, how many of you can run through troops? In fact, in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 10, the Bible says, look, you know, cast off the highway for the people of God. You know, go through. And he challenged you. He said, go through. You know, whatever the problem is, you need to go through. Praise God. Several months ago, or even a year or so, I don't know how long, we preached on a message similar to this, which is called Go Forward. You should listen to that message also. It's on the website. Go forward. God wants you to always go forward. And sometimes there are obstacles on your way. There are obstacles on your way. You know, but you must settle it in your heart, like David did. You must settle it in your heart and look, God is going to deliver this obstacle, or move this obstacle out of my way, or deliver this thing to my hands, or I'm going to get a victory one way or another. Amen. You know, there was nothing he faced. He already settled that in his heart. You know, when even the king Saul said, look, you can't go up against Goliath. You have no training. You know, this man is a man of war from his youth. You know, and he's skilled. And even those of my trained captains and so forth, they can't go up against him. You are both a youth. You can't go up against this man. And David said, look, never mind all that business about training or no training. I know my God. Hallelujah. And the God who delivered the bear, you know, and it's pretty much like this, you know. David probably said this, you know, under his breath, kind of, you know. Did any of you ever go up against a lion or a bear? You know, so, I mean, that's pretty much what he was saying. It's like, look, you know, nothing would stop me. This lion took one of the kids from my flock that I was watching over, and I went back, I got him back. And the bear did the same thing, and I got him back, and I'm going to slay this Goliath today. Hallelujah. He settled it. This thing was an obstacle to Israel. It was a challenge. It was a ridicule. He blasphemed, you know, the name of the Lord all every day, and he challenged them and put all of them to shame. Until David, he stepped up, he rose above that obstacle in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now listen to some of the obstacles you know, that we face, and some of the things, and how should we respond, you know, when we have things that come against us in life. You know, that's the thing. That's the purpose of my message today. How should you respond, you know, when you face challenges or things that come against you from various sides? Most of the time, you know, and I'm also going to drop a little secret in this message of how you can avoid a lot of problems, you know, but, you know, sometimes you will still have problems, you know, but when these problems come, how should you respond? Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and let me read from verses 8 and 9. He said, "We are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but yet we are not in despair." Hello, somebody. "We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed, because we have learned how to rise above obstacles." We have learned how to rise above all of the things. Look, let me tell you what. The devil, you know, is walking 24/7. You know, he is not going to sit back and let you get the promises of God without a fight. You know. How many of you know that's true? That's right. He's going to put up, and if he can't have anything to say about it, he's going to steal your joy. He's going to steal your victory. That's what he does. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Jesus said it himself. The devil comes for one purpose only. You know, and it's a threefold purpose. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's it. He wants to steal your joy, kill your dreams, destroy your life, and all of these things. That's what the devil does. And that's his purpose. But Jesus said, "But I have come that you might have life, and that abundantly." So when the enemy throws everything at you, including the kitchen sink, amen, praise God, you know, you ought to know how to rise above these obstacles. And I'm going to share a little thing here and there today. You know, one of the greatest things that you can have with you is the shield of faith. Can you say amen? In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is describing the ultimate warrior. You know, how he's clad from the top of his head, you know, to the bottom of his feet. And in verse 16, he says, "And above all," you know, above the helmet and the girdle and the this and the that and so forth. "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench all," not some, amen, not some of the fiery darts, you know, but all of the fiery darts. No matter what the enemy throws at you, if you have that shield of faith, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those Roman soldiers, their shield of faith was, their shield was a full body length, several inches thick, made of metal, all around them like that, you know. And if you have that, you know, no matter what the enemy throws at you, you can quench his fiery darts. Now, the victory, faith, the Bible also calls it the victory that overcometh the world. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, he said, this is the victory. Now, first of all, he does say, though, that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Amen? Hello, people? Whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. If you are born of God, and remember, Jesus said to Nicodemus, he said, look, you know, there's one thing for you to be born naturally of your normal parents, but there's another thing for you to be born of God. You know, so Jesus explained being born of God, what it means. You know, so, and we know that. Most everybody knows that that means, you know, to be born again. This is what people call being born again and so forth. You know, if you are born again into the Spirit of God, you know, into the family of God, by the Spirit of God, you know, then you are born of God. And the Bible says, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. How come then are the people of God not overcoming the world? Well, you know, you can't stop there. You know, if you stop there, then you haven't gotten the full picture. You know, he's going to tell you how you overcome the world now. And he's going to tell you in the next sentence, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Praise God. So the faith that you have inside of you is how you're going to rise above obstacles. The faith that you have, and you have to settle within yourself. You have to know who you are. You know, like Paul, he said in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things. Amen. Hello, people. I'm not getting a response here this morning. I can do all things through what? Through Christ that strengthens me. That's what he said. Now, Paul did not say, and we already know that, Paul did not say exactly that Jesus Christ can do all things through me. Well, we know that. Or even the Lord can do all things. We know that. You know, but that's not what he said. This is Paul's own testimony. Now, is it your testimony? You know, when you go to the, I like to watch television shows that, you know, based on, trial law and so forth. And sometimes they say, is it your testimony that such and such, you know. Now, is it your testimony that you know that you can do all things through Christ? Is there anybody in the house that knows that through Christ they can do all things? Let me see your hands up. Praise God. You know, you must settle that in your heart, that you can do all things. Now, of course, if you don't know Christ, well, you really can't do all things through Christ. You know, but if you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, then you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And sometimes, you know, you're going to be faced with challenges of life. Things in life happen. They happen all the time. There is nobody that it doesn't happen to. Jesus was in a storm, just like the rest of the disciples. They were all in that storm, you know. But Jesus didn't care about the storm. He just went to sleep. Hello, somebody. They were all in the storm. Just because you decide to go over to the other side does not mean that everything is going to be smooth. Amen. Hello, somebody. Just because you decided to go back to school and embark on some program that's going to advance you forward, or you decided to take a postgraduate class or something like that, or you've decided to do something that will advance you in life, doesn't mean that everything is going to be smooth. Because Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. So Jesus already planned to go to the other side. And that's what he told the disciples. But that doesn't mean that there's not going to be any storm on the way. Amen?
Amen.
Of course, as a matter of fact, there will be storms on the way. But you have to settle it in your heart. You know, that it doesn't matter what the storm is doing. The storm will pass. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
Jesus knew that the storm would pass. As a matter of fact, he didn't care. He just went to sleep. And the disciples came and shook him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And when he woke up from sleep, he was like, why is it that you are so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Those are the two questions he asked them. Why are you so fearful? Why is it that you have no faith? See, when you have fear, you cannot have faith. Amen? That's right. When you have fear, you can't have faith. You know, those two things, you know, they are at different tangents. You know, so, you know, they were fearful. Jesus didn't plan on rebuking the storm at all. He just was going to ride it out. Let the storm do its thing, you know, and it doesn't matter. He already said we are going to the other side. And the other side we are going. Amen? Praise God. There is no storm that can prevent what he already said. The storm may do its thing. And if those disciples would not have been afraid, you know, the storm would have gone up and down and so forth like that. And they would have gone, you know, through. And they would have been on the other end. Regardless of the storm. You know, so this is what I'm talking about. Regardless of the storm, you know, you must settle in your heart. You know, in fact, there are times that God will take you into the eye of the storm. Hello, somebody. That's right. Sometimes he will take you in there. Because he already said that in Isaiah 43 and verse 2. That when you pass through the rivers, amen, you are not going to drown. When you pass through the floods, they will not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, the flame shall not kindle upon you, and you will not be burned. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, put that scripture up, if you will. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. Because I want you to look at the elements of what he says there. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. When thou passest through the waters. Now, this is not a question of you may pass through the waters. Perhaps you will pass through the waters, or if you will pass through the waters. That's not what Jesus says here. You know, the word of God says, when you pass through. So that means when. That means you will pass through some things. Hello, somebody. Not if, not maybe you will pass. No, you will pass through some things. You know, but when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. Hallelujah. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. This is how you overcome obstacles in life. These rivers, these floods, and these other things, they are obstacles that you must pass through. And just like the psalmist said in Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to notice the key thing here that this scripture is saying, when thou passest through, and I want you to underline through in your Bible, when you pass through the waters, I will be there with you. When you pass through the rivers, I will be there with you. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. And the psalmist himself said, when I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, in each one of these sentences, the key thing is through. Amen? That means you are coming out on the other side. Hallelujah. That's what through means. You know, he didn't say when you walk into the fire, or when you walk into the river, or when you are dumped in the river. No. He said when you pass through. So you are just passing through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. This is how you overcome obstacles. Everything on the way, you know, in fact, life is not a sprint. You know, I used to be a track and field athlete, you know, and I did the sprints. I never, you know, liked the long races and so forth. But life is not a sprint. Life is more like a marathon, you know, coupled with a steeplechase and all of these things. And all of them, you have to jump over a few things, fall down sometimes, trip. You have to get up and you have to keep going. Amen. Amen. That is life for you, you know. But listen, and I've said this before, and I like to say when I'm on this subject, you know, whenever, you know, you ask people that are facing certain things in their lives, you know, and then they will say with their own mouth, look, well, I'm going through some things right now, you know, and so on and so forth. This is what people say. That's what people say. Nobody says, look, you know, I'm going into some things right now, you know, whatever. People always say, I'm going through some things right now. I'm going through some stuff. You know, so by your own admission, you are already saying you are coming out on the other side. Hallelujah, somebody. Because that's what going through means. That's why it says in Isaiah 12, 62 and 10, go through. Go through the gates. Go through the obstacles. Now, this is the thing, people. Let me just put it to you this way. Any obstacle that stands in your way, you're either going to go through it, blow through it, jump over it, run it down, or whatever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want everybody to have that mentality. That look, if you are in my way, I'm gonna run you down. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, run through whatever it is. Put that scripture up if you would please. Isaiah 62 and verse 10. God wants you to go through the obstacles, you know, kind of like hurdles. Hurdle over it. You know, do whatever it takes. Get it over. And if you can't, you know, if you can't jump over it, get around it. Amen. But don't let it hold you back. Praise the name of the Lord. Isaiah 62 and verse 10. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, of the people. Cast up an highway. You know, that's what we are doing right now. You know, and so forth like that. We're lifting up a standard for you to be able to pass through, to make sure that you will not be deterred by anything. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Sometimes it may be giants on the way. You've heard the story in Numbers 13 and 14. I've preached on it several times. You know, when God told them to go through and possess the land, some people said, no, we can't do it. There are too many obstacles on the way. The giants are there. The days are that. We can't do all of this. And God said, well, fine. You won't do it then. Amen. you know, if you do not sanctify the Lord in your heart, when the Lord gives you promise or commandment that tells you, now remember, the Lord is our commander-in-chief. Amen? Amen, somebody? He's the captain of the Lord's hosts. And when he tells you to go through or to go forward, you better go through or go forward. Now, if you say, I can't go through, then the Lord's going to say, fine, you will not go through then. But I'm going to raise up some people that will go through. Because God will always have a remnant that will believe it. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief, Romans 3:3, make the faith of God of none effect? No. You know, if you don't believe, well, you are the one that's going to miss out. You know, but if you can believe God and sanctify God in your heart, then the victory is yours every single time. Amen. So, if there is an obstacle on your way, run it down, jump over it, get around it, or whatever, but don't let it stop you. Amen. Praise God. You know, knowledge. It's a pretty useful thing, you know, but the application of knowledge is wisdom. You know, so let me tell you something. Well, what is knowledge? Well, knowledge is information that you gather about, you know, objects, things, facts, places, events, or whatever, you know. But applying that knowledge becomes wisdom. You know, so, you know, you may hear or know that, I mean, let's say you want to go from here to the airport, for instance. You have a plane to catch, and you want to go on SR-51. And you may hear, you know, that the, you know, southbound is already blocked because there's a construction or whatever and so forth. You know, you may know that. You know, maybe it's announced on the news, maybe somebody tells you, you know, just before you go out, you know, you may hear about it, whatever. That's knowledge. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
You know. But how do you apply that knowledge? Well, you know, there may be a roadblock. Just because there is a roadblock on that way that you want to go, doesn't mean there is no other way for you to get there. Yeah. Hello, somebody. If you apply the knowledge, you say, look, I know that that road is blocked. And I'm going to go around it. I'm going to go some other way. Amen?
Amen.
But I'm going where I'm going. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, but, you know, the slothful will say, well, there is a lion in the street. There is this and that. I can't go anywhere. The road is blocked. That's what the slothful does. I don't think there's any slothful people in the house. Amen?
Amen.
The lazy people that will not get off their butt, that will not want to do anything, they will find an excuse. They say, well, there's a problem and the way the road is blocked. You know, but the champions of faith. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
The champions of faith, they will not be deterred.
Amen.
They are going to say, look, that road is blocked. You know, I'm going to go around it. Amen. I'll take another way. Praise God. You know, and there's many ways, you know, to get to the airport. There's not only one way. You know, so if you know the road is blocked, take some other way. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And sometimes you have to use wisdom. Amen. Because God said to Elijah, after he commanded, and he said, look, he said to Ahab and the rest of the bunch down there, there is not going to be rain all these years except by my word. And so for many years there was no rain. And God said, get you up, you know, go to the brook, and I'll put you there, and I'm going to take care of you there. And when he was there, and you heard me talk about this, you know, when he was there, God brought him room service every morning and every evening. There was a raven that brought him food prepared, you know, she didn't know how to do anything. The food was ready. Amen. Heavenly room service. Praise you the name of the Lord. But at some point in time, the brook dried up. Hello, somebody. The brook dried up. And I've asked this question before, and I want to ask it again. Could not God have prevented that brook from drying up? Could he not? I mean, he's God of the universe. He sent him ravens every day, you know, to bring him food. Could he not prevent that brook from drying up? You know, but sometimes the brook is dried. You got to move on. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Some of you that are in here today, if that was you, you'd have got up in the morning, in the name of Jesus, you brook, let water come out. When God said, look, the brook is dry. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The brook is dry. Move on. Praise God.
Yeah.
You got to move on when God says move on. Praise God. Now, there are some voices, many voices. And the Bible says there are many voices in this world, and none of them is without significance. But you have to tell the voices apart. Amen? There are some voices of discouragement that will be telling you to quit when it is not time to quit. I'm not talking about that. You know, I am not a quitter. Amen? Amen, somebody? You couldn't get me to quit. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, if I sink my teeth into something, that's it. Praise God. Now, I don't care if the whole world doesn't believe or agree with me. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. You know. So, you know, some of you are worried too much about somebody else. You know. Look, this is, even though we are collectively in here, it is still an individual race. Amen?
Amen.
We must all give account of ourselves before the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is an individual race. You know. So never mind the other person and so forth like that. You believe the Lord. You sanctify the Lord in your heart. Praise you the name of the Lord. And don't let anything stop you. So distinguish between, I told you I was going to tell you some little secrets and I'm doing that already. Distinguish between the voices of discouragement and then the voices of the Lord. And then the voice of the Lord, I'm sorry. You know, the voices of discouragement will tell you, you know, when God is telling you to move forward, they tell you, you can't go forward. You know, that's the voice of discouragement. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, that also means that, look, you must recognize and know the voice of God. You got to know how God is speaking to you and dealing with you. You must know His voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. And a stranger they will not follow because they cannot listen to the voice of strangers. They don't know the voice of strangers, so they won't follow Him. Do you know the voice of the Lord? You know, can you distinguish whether it is the Lord that is telling you that the brook is dry and you should move on, or is it, you know, the voice of discouragement? Can you tell the difference? You know, that's the key thing. Can you tell the difference? Well, you know, the Bible says if you have had your senses, your spiritual senses exercised, if you have practiced the presence of the Lord, if you have practiced hearing from the Lord daily, you practice walking with the Lord, you will know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, somebody. Amen. You should know the difference when God is speaking to you versus when the devil is trying to discourage you. But sometimes, God will tell you, look, it's not every time that you have to scale the mountain. Sometimes you just have to walk around the mountain, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. Sometimes you just walk around the thing, you know. Or sometimes you tell it to move. You know, whichever way, you know, if it's in your way, you know, you shouldn't allow it to block you. If you can't jump over it, then get around it. Praise God. You know, I don't stand there trying to leap over the mountain. Well, you might as well go around the mountain. Amen?
Amen?
Now, I'm dropping some gems of wisdom in here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, so that mountain is an obstacle. But you must rise above it. Praise God. And every other thing that the devil throws your way, those are obstacles. But you must learn how to rise above them. Remember the promise of God in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. How many of you can say amen?
Amen?
Praise God. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. You know, and that's the same thing He said in that verse we read in Isaiah 43 and 2. That no matter what you are going through, I will be there with you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now listen to this. In Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to read verses 35 through 39. I love this chapter of Romans 8 because, and I preached on this topic once before. You can also find it on the website. It's called Anchored on Christ's Love. You know, and if you are anchored on His love, then none of these obstacles can move you. Praise God. Verse 35 of Romans 8. Who shall separate us or what from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, these are obstacles in life. Tribulations, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword. You know, verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Can I get an amen from somebody? Now, you are not just a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. You know, through Him that loved us. Now, I am persuaded. This is Paul's testimony. Is it your testimony in here this morning? Listen to this statement. For I am persuaded that neither death, amen, Praise God. Now, sometimes, you know, we lose loved ones and so forth like that, you know. But is that going to separate you from the love of Christ? Is it? Neither death, nor life, you know, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, you know, nor height when you are up. Should that separate you from the love of Christ? When you are down, should that separate you from the love of Christ? You know, or any other creature, he said, you know, I am persuaded that none of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you persuaded? Hallelujah. Can you say that, look, I don't care what all these things, what things life throws up against me. Can you say, like Micah said in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8, that rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Amen, somebody. Amen. Because when I fall, I shall arise. Amen. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Praise God. Now that is the man that will not stay down for the count. You know, champions get knocked down sometimes, but they never stay down for the count. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. You know, I'm talking about somebody who is not going to stay down for the count. You know, in fact, we all live here in Phoenix. Amen. Yeah, you're here, you know, in Phoenix. And they have this myth about this Phoenix bird, you know, that rises from its ashes every 2,000 years. You know, I said, well, wow, whatever that means, you know, but, you know, this bird, you know, somehow, it will just rise. No matter what you do to it, after so long, it rises again. Well, this man, Micah, he said, look, I don't care if you pummel me down, just like the Apostle Paul said, look, you can beat me on every side, but I'm still not destroyed. Amen? This man said, look, you can pummel me down, but I'm going to arise. Hallelujah. Obstacles are things that try to hold you back. You know, well, that's their job in life. Everything has a design in life. Praise God. You know, so those obstacles, that's their business. They are there to make sure that you don't get to where you're supposed to go. You know, that's their business. Your business is to break them down, run them over, plow them through, go through, or run them out, or jump over them, or do whatever. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. By my God, I leaped over a wall. By my God, I run through troops. Can you do that? You know, or will you be discouraged at the sight of any little problem? You know, the people of God in here today, I want you to determine in your heart, by the grace of the Lord, that nothing shall hold you back. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And some of the things that will hold you back the most is, you know, self-pity sometimes. You know, people are always saying, well, you know, all these things, nobody knows that trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrows. Well, come on, somebody. I don't even like that song. You know, that song is from the pit of hell. Amen. Jesus has already borne your sorrows and your griefs. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, never mind that. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2. He says, look, it is time for you to snap out of it. Shake yourself from the dust. Don't wait for somebody to do it for you. You do it yourself. You get up and loose yourself from the bands around your neck. All the obstacles that are holding you down, rise above them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. You know, God, he said to you know, Adam and Eve in Genesis 1:28, he said, subdue the earth. Hello, somebody. That's what he said. Subdue the earth. You know, that means all of the things that will come up against you, subdue them. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Nothing should ever get the better of you, because you have the victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so rather than saying, well, you know, so nobody cares, nobody knows, it's all, look, there is nothing that you are going through that somebody else hasn't gone through. Hello, somebody. That's right. There is nothing new under the sun. You know, somebody, somewhere, actually, some people have worse problems than you do. Hello, people. That's right. You know, when we first started GMI for the first 3.5 years, we did this ministry to the homeless. And every week, and some of you might remember that, we went down to the shelter downtown Cass and ministered to them, brought them on Sunday and so forth like that and all of that, you know. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, and I've seen hundreds of people sleeping out on the streets, in the cold, on the pavement and various things like that, you know. And then you think you have any problems? You know, look, if you think you have some problems, somebody's got worse problems. And if you think you're going through something that nobody cares about, look, you know, somebody has already gone through the same thing, or is going through the same somewhere. You know, praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, but I don't want you to look and say, oh, you know, my life is this, my life is that. You know, life is, you know, handling me or throwing me the curveball or whatever. You know, those things are supposed to be there in life, just like the storm, and Jesus just went to sleep. That storm will be there. So what? You know, I'm in the boat. And if the master is in the boat, you know you cannot sink. Amen? That's right. The master is in the boat. There is no way that you are going to sink. You are going to the other side. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, so those things in life, they will come. You know, those challenges, those distresses, and so forth, they will come. But those, you know, those things, you know, are supposed to make you to rise up to the challenge. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Listen to this in Ecclesiastes chapter 11. And I'm going to read from verse 3. If the clouds be full of rain, then they shall empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or to the north, well, the place where it falls, that's where it's going to be. You know, so whatever it is what it is. But I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not worried about the tree falling or the cloud or whatever. Let the cloud be there. It will fall. The rain will empty. So what? You know, let the wind blow the tree down. So what? Amen. Listen to this. Verse 4. You know, he that observeth the wind shall not sow. If you are looking at the conditions, say there is a lion in the way, you know, the wind is blowing, the clouds are dark, and so forth, you won't do anything. And I tell you what, you know, you can never regain the time that you have lost. That time is gone. Now, God, in His mercies, He has a way to help you and restore when you come back to Him. But that time is gone anyhow. See, you know, God will restore for you if you believe God, you know, and He will bring you back eventually. But the time is already gone. You can't gain that time back. See, as a matter of fact, since this service started, which we have been into this service now about two hours plus, you cannot go back to 10 a.m. this morning, Phoenix time. Hello, somebody. You can't do it. It's gone. Praise God. You know, so, you know, that's it. You know, you got to keep moving forward. And don't let anything hold you back. You know, if you look at the wind, you will not sow. If you look at the clouds, you will not reap either. Of course, if you don't sow, you are not going to reap. You know, so if you are looking at the problems and the challenges and so forth, you are not going to get anything done. Praise God. You know, are you going to have your name written in the annals of faith? You know, some people have their names written in Hebrews chapter 11. I guarantee you, you know, there are some record books that are still being written in heaven. Are your names going to be in the hall of fame? You know, hall of faith. To say that, look, these people subdued kingdoms, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched, you know, the fire and so forth, escaped the edge of the sword, and did all of these things and so forth. You know, well, that was their testimony. But, you know, what is your testimony? What is it that you are facing? You know, some of you are even in school and so forth. Maybe you have to take an exam. Maybe you didn't do well the first time. So what? That's just an obstacle. Amen?
Amen.
You can't let that hold you back. You know, though you fall, you must arise. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You're in business, your business is not prospering, or something happened and so forth like that. Well, sometimes people run into problems through lack of wisdom. We understand that. But nonetheless, no matter what the case may be, you must determine in your heart that I am going to be above only and not beneath. Because that is what God said. So you must rise up before the mountains. I mean, above the mountains and so forth. And you must go through. I have many other scriptures to read here, but I'm going to cut it right here. I'm going to tell you this. In Psalm 42, verses 5 and 11, here's what the psalmist said. He said, look, why art thou disquieting within me, O my soul? Why are you cast down? You know, cast down. There are many things that made him to be cast down. There are many things that made him to be, you know, saddened and burdened and weighed down and so forth. But he said, look, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I am going to bestir myself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
I am going to bestir myself and I am going to get up and so forth. The obstacles we face, you know, it's just like the psalmist said in Psalm 30 and verse 5. He said, look, though sorrow may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah, somebody. And I don't care how long the night is, that day must break sometime. There is no night that can last forever. Even in the winter times when we have longer nights and all of these things, well, long or short, at some point in time, that day must break. Hallelujah. So you may be going through some night times right now. But I want to tell you that you should rise above the obstacles. Praise God. And don't let these things hold you back. And last but not the least, I'll tell you this thing. And I've shared it before one time. You know, one time the Lord showed me this. And I saw this huge mountain. You know, and as I stood beneath this mountain, you know, it was like, look, I couldn't even see the top of this mountain. It was so big. I mean, it's kind of like, it was actually blocking my way. Amen? It was blocking my way. And I couldn't see. But then the Spirit of the Lord said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, and you know, some of you might know this, but if you are standing right beneath a very tall building, because of the grade and the elevation, you may not be able to see the top. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You have to really move back and let that grade be gentler, and then you can see the top. And as I moved back, and as I looked, I saw this colossal figure that stood astride this mountain. And the thing that looked so big to me, it looked so small to this figure. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, and the Lord is the Lord of every mountain. Praise God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. There is no mountain that God cannot pull down for you. There is no hill, you know, that he cannot level. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In fact, the Bible says that God will make all your crooked places to be straight. Amen. And when he does that for you, then you shall praise the name of the Lord. I want us to stand to our feet here this morning. Praise God. All the obstacles that you face in life, that's all they are. They are just obstacles. But you must rise above those obstacles. Amen.
Amen.
None of those things should move you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You must encourage yourself in the Lord, no matter what you are facing. That's what David did, 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. You can read that later on. You know, he reloaded his faith when they had taken his family captive and everything. And he encouraged himself in the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And no matter what you are going through, no matter what you face, there are only obstacles of life. Don't let them hold you back. Praise God. If you are a student, you didn't do well one time, you know, so what? You know, and you have some dreams. And somebody says, you can't do it. Says who? Amen?
Amen?
That's what you should say. If somebody says you can't do it, you should say, says who? Amen?
Amen?
Because Jesus says, yes. Nobody can say no.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody!
Amen.
Jesus says yes to you. And he said, look, all those things are just obstacles. Don't worry, care nothing about those things. Those are just obstacles. Obstacles will be there, you know, but you must rise above obstacles. Hallelujah. You leap over them, you run them over, you walk them around it, you do whatever, but don't let the obstacle hold you back. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And behold, saith the Lord, the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing.
Amen.
And all the trees of the fields shall clap their hands for you. How many of you can say amen to that? Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. You know, the trees of the fields will celebrate your success. That's what clap your hands, clap their hands mean. They will even celebrate your success. So don't let anything hold you back. Amen. Praise God. Now I'm going to pray a prayer of faith for you in here this morning. Praise God. And I want you to shake yourself from the dust. I want you to say, look, you know, the devil may have cheap shot me, you know, blindsided me or whatever, but I will arise. Hallelujah. I will not stay down for the count. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you have ever watched those fights where those good fighters are knocked down, you know, they don't stay down for the count. And in their corner, you know, the manager is saying, get up. Praise God. Get up. And that's exactly what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you this morning. Get up. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And don't stay down for the count. Rise above that obstacle. Whatever it is that the enemy has thrown at you. Raise up your hand and let's pray here this morning. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank and I praise your name, Lord, this morning. Because your people shall never be ashamed. Amen, somebody? Your people shall be the head and not the tail. No chains, no gates of brass, no bars of iron shall hold them back. Praise God. The name of Jesus, powerful to break every chain. Praise the name of Jesus. Now all the things that are holding you back in life, all those obstacles, might be in your education, might be in your job, might be in your personal desires, and might be even in raising a family or whatever. All the obstacles of life, they are only obstacles. They will not hold you back in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, Lord, I speak in your name to the mountains and the hills and all the obstacles in the lives of your people. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Before these people, even God's people, thou shalt be made a plain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I command the mountains and the hills to break forth into singing before you.
Amen.
And let all the fields, let all the trees on the fields begin to clap their hands for you.
Amen.
Let them celebrate your success. Where you are coming, they will be clapping for you.
Amen.
Even the ground will sink under you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The ground will say, here comes the child of the king.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, lift up your heads, O ye people. And be ye lift up, O ye everlasting gates. And let the King of glory come in. This is how you get the victory over those obstacles. You must lift up your head. Don't go around with your head bowed down. Don't you ever put ashes on your head. Because you are a child of the King.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Don't put ashes on your head. You know. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
You raise up your head. And let the King of glory come in.
Hallelujah.
I mean, have you ever seen a little child that wants to be carried? Do they go about, you know, putting down their head? No. The little child is going to raise up his arms, you know, in anticipation of being carried. Would you agree that that's true? You also must raise up your head so that the God of glory, the King of glory, might come in and lift you up. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to raise up your head this morning. as the children of God. Now, not in arrogance or anything like that. Oh, no, 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 no. You know, but in the confidence of knowing who you are. You are a child of the King. Let your head be lifted. Hallelujah. And listen to this. Bible says the Lord is your glory and the lifter up of your head. Father Lord, cause the heads of your people to be lifted up this morning. That they may be above only. Hallelujah. And the Lord God Almighty, who has spoken this word, that the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. The Lord God Almighty that has spoken this word, that the trees of the field shall clap their hands for you. Now, O God, fulfill with your hand this morning that which you have spoken with your mouth. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And let the people of God go through. And let them run through every obstacle. Let them leap over walls. Let them run through troops. Let them get around it. Whatever. No obstacle shall hold them back in Jesus' name. No clouds, no dark clouds, no high winds can hold them back. We are going through in the name of the Lord. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.